That's the sound of violently bored Americans rioting in the streets while looting puzzle and game stores over the weekend. And now many are calling on Congress to step up and offer some relief to the monotony. But when can those affected expect to receive some mild entertainment? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. You could give yourself a little break from the news and as a result become a slightly happier person, or you could stick around after the break and hear a thing or two you probably already know about anyway. Choose wisely.
How are we supposed to function right now? I don't understand why the government hasn't done anything to help the millions of families like mine struggling to fight boredom during this pandemic. My family needs a puzzle now.
That was Newark resident Bernard Slack voicing frustrations many Americans have been feeling since the coronavirus outbreak in early March. But it seems lawmakers are finally starting to listen as a new $1 trillion relief package was introduced to the Senate floor today that promised to distribute a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle to every bored family in America. OPR correspondent Marcy Hammond joins us now with more.
Hi, Leslie.
Marcy, folks are struggling right now to find sufficient ways to occupy their idle time with the coronavirus outbreak, but it seems like Congress is finally ready to address the issue head on.
Right.
What kind of puzzle should the American people expect in their mail?
The bill currently outlines that families and individuals will be eligible for a variety of landscape, gradient, and mosaic puzzles that are both realistic and abstract. However, congressional members I talked to said that the majority of Americans should expect to receive a 1,000-piece puzzle of colorful fish and marine life swimming around the coral reef called Colors of the Ocean.
Well, what if you already have that puzzle or simply just don't want it?
Well, the bill specifies that you can clarify what kind of puzzle would be best for you and your family. All Americans have to do is go online to whitehouse.gov/puzzle relief and enter their social security number and pick between other options, including a T-Rex battling a pterodactyl, European villas covering a hillside, or a mosaic puzzle of a bouquet of flowers that looks easy but is actually impossible to complete.
Are there any criticisms of the bill thus far?
From both sides, yes. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, for example, said sending American families just one 1,000-piece puzzle will only provide them relief from boredom for only 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
He is instead advocating that a new 2,000-piece puzzle from Vincent van Gogh's Museum Collection Puzzle Catalog be sent to every American once a month to ensure that no one remains bored during the duration of this crisis.
And how do Republicans feel?
Lindsey Graham is holding up a vote to argue that 1,000-piece puzzles would keep Americans too mentally stimulated and only provide them incentives to stay home and not work. He and a few other key Republican senators are advocating that the government just send Americans a one-time shipment of a 300-piece puzzle that is just a wooden barrel against a black background.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Obviously, this is a bill they want to get passed sooner rather than later, but are there any other bills down the road they're circling that might offer more substantial puzzle aid for folks who can't find ways to solve their boredom in the long run?
Congress is already looking at a future $3 trillion bill that will increase the amount of aid from a 1,000-piece puzzle to a 3D architectural Lego set of the Great Wall of China at most, or of the Seattle skyline at the very least.
Thanks, Marcy. I know I hope to get the dinosaur puzzle of the T-Rex fighting the pterodactyl so I can frame it and hang it above my bed.
That's great, Leslie.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, no tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Well, that's about it. Not too much else is going on around here, just same old, same old. But the rest of the world? That's a different story. Here's what else you need to know today. The CDC released detailed instructions today and is urging all Americans to build their own hospitals. The nation's health officials are hoping that the step-by-step how-to guide will help stop the spread of COVID-19 and are assuring people all over the country that if you, quote, have a bed and a can-do attitude, you're pretty much halfway there. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has pledged to select a woman as his eventual running mate and choice for vice president, calling the choice, quote, an easy one since the position doesn't entail much anyway. And finally, a new study has found that things don't have to be this way. Researchers who conducted the study found that in nearly every case of things being bad, they could have instead been good, and that the outcome in each instance was totally within our control, but time after time after time, we blew it. Interesting stuff. That's it for today's episode of The Topical. I've been your host, Leslie Price. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow when we'll do a special episode where I guide you through an easy half-hour exercise routine you can do in your own living room with nothing but your body weight and a sofa.
And push to lift your couch over your head! Yeah! Come on! Keep it up there!
Oh. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you then.